这是一段问答摘录。
Here is a snippet of a question and answer exchange.
主题是人工智能摘自里。
The theme is artificial intelligence taken from Riley.
查德·费曼于1985年9月26日的一场演讲。
Chad Feynman's speech on September 26, 1985.
你认为将来是否会出现一种机器能够像人类一样思考？
Do you think that in the future there will be a machine that can think like a human?
并且比人类更聪明。
And they are smarter than humans.
首先
First,
关于像人类一样思考这一点。
Regarding the idea of thinking like a human.
我会说不会。
I can say, but I don't know.
至于为什么这么说
As for why,
我稍后会解释。其次
I will explain the next one later.
关于比人类更聪明这一点则取决于你如何定义聪明这个词。
Whether or not an AI is smarter than humans depends on how you define intelligence.
如果你问我
If you ask me,
他们会不会成为比任何人类都更优秀的国际象棋选手
Will they become better chess players than any human?
是的。
Yes.
我认为终有一天会。
I think it will happen someday.
会。如果你问，他们现在是不是已经比大多数人类下棋更好了
？If you ask them whether they are already better than most humans at playing chess now.
啊，那也是事实。
That's a fact.
是。顺便说一句。
By the way.
对，我们人类总是有这样一种倾向。
We humans always have this tendency.
我们希望机器不仅比我们
We hope that machines are not only better than us
强而是比任何人都
Stronger than anyone
强如果我们发现一台机器下棋比我们厉
If we find a machine that is better at playing chess than us
厉害我们并不会因此受到太大震
We won't be too affected by it
看我们会继续
We will continue to ask.
问，那他和大师对弈会怎么样
？What will happen when he plays against the master?
样，我们总是假设在任何领域。
We always assume that in any field.
人类都等同于那个领域最顶尖的大师。
Everyone is equal to the top masters in that field.
是，对吧？于是机器不仅要比普通人强。
Machines are not only better than humans, but also
他还必须在每一项能力上都超过那个领域最优秀的人所达到的最高水平。
He also had to surpass the highest level achieved by the best person in that field in every ability.
这对机器来说可真够苛刻的。
This is really a tough challenge for the machine.
至于机器是否会像人一样思考我的观点
Regarding whether machines will think like humans, my opinion is
基于下面这个想法
Based on the following idea
当我们制造机器时
When we manufacture machines
我们总是尽可能利用手头的材料让它们高效运转
We always try to make the most of the available materials so that they can operate efficiently
而这些材料和神经系统之类的东西是不同的。
And these materials and the nervous system are different.
假如我们想制造一种能够在地面上高速奔跑的东西
If we want to create something that can run at high speed on the ground,
我们可以观察猎豹奔跑
We can observe the cheetah running.
然后试图造出一台像猎豹那样奔跑的机器。
Then try to build a machine that can run like a cheetah.
但实际上，更容易的做法是造出一台拥有高速轮子。
However, a more practical approach is to build a machine with high-speed wheels.
并且稍微离地飞行的机器。
And a slightly elevated flying machine.
同样，当我们制造飞行器时
When we manufacture aircraft,
飞机并不像鸟那样飞行。
Planes don't fly like birds.
它们确实会飞。
They really can fly.
但飞行方式并不像鸟。
But the way of flying is not like that of birds.
他们不会真正拍打翅膀。
They don't really flap their wings.
他们前面装着另一种会旋转的装置。
They are equipped with another rotating device in front.
而更现代的飞机则是在一个管道中加热空气。
And more modern aircraft heat the air in a pipe.
然后把空气从后方喷射出去。
Then blow the air out from the back.
喷气发动机内部有旋转的风扇等结构。
The internal structure of a jet engine includes rotating fans and other components.
它使用汽油。
It uses gasoline.
总之
In conclusion,
它和鸟完全不同。
It is completely different from birds.
对吧
Right?
因此
Therefore,
毫无疑问
Undoubtedly,
未来的机器不会以人类思考的方式来思考。
The future machines will not think in the way that humans think.
至少在这个意义上不会。至于智能
At least not in this sense, it won't be about intelligence.
我认为情况完全一样。
I think the situation is exactly the same.
例如
For example,
他们不会用和我们相同的方式进行算术运算。
They don't perform arithmetic operations in the same way as we do.
但他们会做得更好。
But they can do better.
让我们以最基础的数学算术为例。
Let's take the most basic mathematical arithmetic as an example.
机器做算术比任何人都快得多。
Machines can perform arithmetic much faster than humans.
也采用不同的方法。
Also use different methods.
不过从根本上说
However, fundamentally speaking,
两者又是相同的
Both are the same.
因为最终得到的数字结果是等价的，对吧
Because the final result is equivalent, right?
这是一个很好的例子
This is a good example.
我们永远不会为了让机器更像人类而去改变他们做算术的方法。那样做
We will never change the way machines perform arithmetic in order to make them more like humans.
实际上是在倒退。
Actually, it's going backwards.
因为人类进行算术
Because humans perform arithmetic.
计算是缓慢
Slow calculation.
笨拙混乱
Clumsy and chaotic.
而且充满错误。
And full of errors.
而机器则快速得多。
And the machines are faster.
如果把计算机能做到的事情和人类能做到的事情进行比较。
If we compare what computers can do with what humans can do,
我们会发现一些非常有趣的对照。
We will find some very interesting contrasts.
首先，如果我给一个人这样一个任务，
First, if I give someone a task like this,
请把这些数字按倒序复述出来。
Please repeat these numbers in reverse order.
并且每隔一个数字取一个。
And take one every other number.
现在我要报出一串数字。
Now I'm going to report a series of numbers.
希望你按倒序隔一个取一个地复述给我。
I hope you can give me a sequence of d-tuples in reverse order.
不过我先把难度降低一点。
However, I will first reduce the difficulty a bit.
你只需要按照原来的顺序。
You just need to follow the original order.
把数字复述给我就行。
Just give me the number.
准备好了吗
Are you ready?
17392658311726是263。
1,735,831,726,263。
有人能够做到吗
?Can someone do it?
不能。
No.
而这甚至还不到20。或30个数字。
And even that's less than 20 or 30.
但是你完全可以给计算机50000个这样的数字。
However, you can completely give the computer 5,000 such numbers.
然后要求他们以任何倒序方式排列，或者求和，或者执行各种其他操作。
And ask them to arrange in any reverse order or sum or perform other operations.
而且他还能把这些数字记住很长时间，不会遗忘。
And he can also remember these numbers for a long time and not forget them.
因此
Therefore,
有些事情
Some things,
计算机确实比人类做得好得多。
Computers are definitely better than humans at doing certain things.
如果你试图比较机器和人类
If you are trying to compare machines and humans,
就必须记住这一点。
You must remember this.
不过人类总会这样做。
However, humans will always do so.
他们总想找到某一件事情。
They are always looking for something.
证明自己做得比计算机更好。
Prove that you are better than a computer.
于是我们现在知道了许多这样的事情。
So, we now know many such things.
人类确实有不少能力优于计算机。
Humans definitely have many abilities that are superior to computers.
比如说，一个女人沿着街道走来。
For example, a woman walks down the street.
她走路时有一种特定的摆动姿态。
She has a specific swaying posture when walking.
你一看就知道。
You can tell at a glance.
那是简，或者有个男人正走进来。
The man was walking in, or he had been picked up.
你注意到他的头发轻轻甩动了一下。
Have you noticed his hair gently swaying?
距离很远。
Far away?
其实看不太清楚。
I can't really see it.
但仅仅是后脑勺。
But only the back of the head.
那个有点特别的样子。
That looks a bit unusual.
你就知道那是杰克。识别事物，识别模式。
You know that's Jack identifying objects and patterns.
似乎是我们至今还无法归纳成明确程序的一种能力。
It seems to be a capability that we are still unable to reduce into a clear procedure.
你可能会说，我有一个识别杰克的好办法。
You might say, I have a knack for recognizing Jack.
把很多很多杰克的照片放进去就行了。
Put in a lot of Czech photos.
顺便说一句
By the way,
照片确实可以输入计算机。
Photos can indeed be entered into computers.
事实上
In fact,
如果这里的分辨率足够高
If the resolution here is high enough,
我甚至可以记录每一个位置是黑色还是白色。
I can even record the position of each pixel as black or white.
实际上报纸上的照片就是由黑白点组成的。
In fact, the photos in newspapers are made up of black and white dots.
如果这些点足够细密
If these points are sufficiently fine,
你根本看不出它们是点。
You can't even see that they are dots.
因此只要信息量足够
Therefore, as long as the amount of information is sufficient,
我就能把照片存储进去。
I can store the photos.
于是你把杰克在各种不同情境下的照片全部输入机器。
So you fit all of Jack's photos from various different situations into the machine.
然后让机器进行比较。
And let the machine compare.
问题在于新的情境总是不一样的。
The problem is that new situations are always different.
光线不同。
Different light.
距离不同。
Distance.
头部倾斜角度不同。
Different head tilt angles.
你必须想办法把所有这些变化都考虑进去。
You need to find a way to take all these changes into account.
而这件事极其复杂。
This is a very complex matter.
即使拥有大型计算机、巨大的存储容量以及高速运算能力，
Even with large computers having enormous storage capacity and high-speed processing capabilities,
我们依然不知道怎样设计出一种明确有效的程序来完成这件事。
We still don't know how to design a clear and effective program to accomplish this.
或者至少，即便能做到，
or at least, even if it can be done,
也无法在合理速度下运行。
It also cannot run at a reasonable speed.
因此
Therefore,
在目前这个阶段，识别事物对于机器来说仍然十分困难。
At this stage, it is still very difficult for machines to identify objects.
而这些事情，人类往往瞬间就能完成。
And these things humans can often complete in an instant.
所以人类能够做到一些
Therefore, humans are able to do some things.
我们还不知道如何通过机械化流程实现的事情。
We don't know what things can be achieved through mechanized processes.
其中之一就是识别能力。
One of them is the ability to identify.
这让我回到刚才留下的一个问题。
This brings me back to the question I left earlier.
什么样的档案管理员无法被机器取代？
What kind of archivist cannot be replaced by machines?
答案是，那些拥有某种特殊技能。
The answer is those who have some special skills.
而这种技能需要复杂识别能力的档案管理员。
And this skill requires archivists with complex recognition abilities.
举个例子。
For example,
指纹部门里的档案管理员。
Fingerprint department archivist.
他们查看指纹。
They check fingerprints.
然后进行仔细比对。
Then carefully compare.
判断两份指纹是否来自同一个人。
Determine whether two fingerprints belong to the same person.
这种工作已经快要能够由机器完成了。
This job is almost completely automated.
但仍然很困难。
But it's still difficult.
计算机已经几乎能够做到。
Computers have almost achieved this.
你可能会说，这有什么难的？
You might say that there's nothing difficult about it.
我只要比较两张指纹上的点是不是一样不就行了吗
?As long as I can compare the points on two fingerprints and see if they are the same, that's all.
但事实当然不是这样。
But of course, this is not the case.
手指可能是脏的指纹采集时角度不同。
Fingers can be dirty and fingerprints are collected at different angles.
施加的压力不同。
The pressure is different.
指纹纹路的位置也不会完全一致。
The location of the fingerprint patterns will not be exactly the same.
如果只是比较两张完全相同的图片。
If you are only comparing two completely identical images.
那很容易。
That's easy.
但问题在于。
But the problem is that.
指纹中心在哪里？
Where is the fingerprint center?
手指旋转了多少角度
?How many degrees did the finger rotate?
按压时是否压得更重一些
?Press harder.
或者更轻一些
?Or perhaps a little lighter.
手指上有没有污渍期间
?During periods of finger staining.
这个人是不是在拇指上长了个油等等
?Is there oil or other abnormalities on the thumb?
所有这些都会带来复杂性。
All of this will bring complexity.
而这些看似微小的复杂因素会使比较工作。
And these seemingly minor complex factors will make comparison work.
对机器而言困难得多。
It's difficult for machines.
对于这种盲目的档案管理员系统来说。
For this blind file management system.
运算速度太慢了。
The calculation speed is too slow.
至少在当时，这几乎完全不具备实际应用价值。
This was almost completely impractical at the time.
我不知道目前进展到了什么程度。
I don't know what the current progress is.
但他们正在快速推进这项工作。
But they are making rapid progress on this project.
相比之下
Compared to,
人类似乎能够轻而易举地跨越
Humans seem to be able to easily cross
所有这些障碍，就像下棋时一样。
All these obstacles are like playing chess.
人类似乎能够迅速抓住模式。
Humans seem to be able to quickly grasp patterns.
而我们还不知道怎样让机器自动快速地做到这一点。
But we still don't know how to make machines do this automatically and quickly.
计算机能够自己发现新的思想和新的关系吗？
Can computers discover new ideas and relationships on their own?
这取决于你所说的自己是什么意思。
It depends on what you mean by yourself.
计算机发现新的关系其实是很困难的。
It is very difficult for computers to discover new relationships.
一件事。
One thing.
已经有一些计算机系统能够进行类似几何定理证明这样的工作。
There are already some computer systems that can perform tasks similar to geometric theorem proving.
人们把寻找定理证明的问题转换成一种明确的程序化流程。
People convert the problem of finding a theorem proof into an explicit procedural process.
一旦做到这一点，
Once this is achieved,
虽然这种证明方式笨拙而机械。
Although this method of proof is clumsy and mechanical,
但计算机确实能够完成。
But computers can indeed do it.
目前，计算机还无法完成人类所能完成的全部事情。
Currently, computers are unable to perform all the tasks that humans can.
我们很难找到某种定义的足够精确的人类能力。
It is difficult for us to find a human ability that is sufficiently precise.
然后断言，计算机永远不可能做到这一点。
Then assert that computers will never be able to do this.
有些人会提出一些说法。
Some people will make some statements.
比如，他在做这件事的时候会感到快乐吗？
Does he feel happy when doing this?
或者他在做这件事的时候
Or when he was doing this,
会真正理解自己在做什么吗
Will you truly understand what you are doing?
或者其他类似的抽象问题
Or other similar abstract questions.
而我总觉得这些问题和下面这种问题差不多
And I always feel that these problems are similar to the following problem.
他在做这件事的时候
While he was doing this,
会不会伸手从自己头发里抓狮子呢?
Can you reach into your own hair and grab a lion?
不。
No?
他没有头发。
He has no hair.
也没有狮子可以抓。
There's no lion to catch.
所以，当你谈论人类会做什么的时候
So, when you talk about what humans can do,
必须非常小心。
Be very careful.
如果你在人的实际行为结果之外
If you are outside the actual results of human behavior,
又额外加上一些东西
Add some more.
例如对美的欣赏之类
For example, the appreciation of beauty.
那就不一样了
Then it's different.
我不是说你刚才这么做了
I'm not saying you did that just now.
但很多人在提问时确实会这样做。
However, many people do this when asking questions.
如果我们把那些自认为正在进行的额外活动也算进去
If we include those activities that we consider to be additional,
而不仅仅关注行为本身所产生的结果
Focusing not only on the results produced by behavior,
那么要让计算机完成同样的事情就会变得越来越困难。
Then it becomes increasingly difficult for computers to perform the same task.
因为人类总是倾向于证明自己
Because humans are always inclined to prove themselves.
总有某些事情是机器永远做不到的。
There are always some things that machines can never do.
似乎只有这样。
It seems that only in this way.
他们心里才舒服。
They feel comfortable.
这大概就像早期的人们曾经为另一件事烦恼一样。
This is probably just like the worries that early people used to have about something else.
那时候机器在体力上已经比人强大。
At that time, the machines were already stronger than humans in terms of physical strength.
机器能够举起比人更重的东西。
Machines can lift things that are heavier than humans.
能够移动物体比人更快。
And move objects faster than humans.
能够跑得更快。
Can run faster.
能够飞行。
Able to fly.
能够施展远超人类的力量。
Able to wield powers far beyond those of humans.
但今天我们不会整天坐在那里。
But today we won't be sitting around all day.
担心，是不是还有某种特殊的转手动作是人能做到。
Worried that there might be some special trick or technique that humans can use.
而机器做不到的。
And things that machines can't do.
例如，我们完全可以制造出在天气预测方面。
For example, we can completely manufacture weather forecasting.
比我们更优秀的机器。
Better machines than us.
因为天气预测本质上是在查看过去的记录。
Because weather forecasting is essentially looking at past records.
寻找与当前情况相似的历史案例。
Find historical cases similar to the current situation.
然后推测结果也会相似。
Then the results are likely to be similar.
再加上一部分依据物理定律对风的运动进行分析。
In addition, analyze the movement of the wind based on the laws of physics.
然后再混进一些经验性的神秘配方。
Then incorporate some experiential and mysterious recipes.
把这些东西合在一起。
Put these things together.
显然。
Obviously.
如果你能够查看更多历史案例。
If you can look at more historical cases.
那么预测速度会更快。
Therefore, the prediction speed will be faster.
效果也会更好。
The effect will be even better.
因为你更有可能找到一个与当前情况更加接近的案例。
Because you are more likely to find a case that is closer to the current situation.
同样。
Similarly.
如果能够进行更长、更复杂的计算。
If we can perform longer and more complex calculations.
并且纳入更多变量。
And include more variables.
那么预测也会更加准确。
Therefore, the prediction will be more accurate.
而这些计算对我们来说往往太复杂。
But these calculations are often too complex for us.
无法在有限时间内完成。
Unable to complete within the limited time.
问题在于，天气预报必须及时完成。
The problem is that weather forecasts must be completed in a timely manner.
比如说，我们要预测三天后的天气。
For example, if we want to predict the weather for 3 days from now,
那么这个预测必须在三天之内完成。
Therefore, this prediction must be completed within 3 days.
否则它根本毫无用处。
Otherwise, it is completely useless.
对吧?
Right?
人类的工作速度有限。
Human work speed is limited.
但计算机运转得更快。
But the computer runs faster.
能完成更多工作。
More work can be done.
因此,
Therefore,
以天气预报为例,
taking weather forecasts as an example,
也许不是今天。
Maybe not today.
但总有一天，机器完全有可能在天气预测方面比我们更快。
But one day, machines have the potential to be faster than us in weather forecasting.
更有效。
More effective.
更准确。
more accurate.
这并不是什么不可想象的事情。
This is not an unimaginable thing.
当然前提是我们把预测方法交给了他。
Of course, the prerequisite is that we give him our prediction method.
于是问题来了。
So the question arises.
如果我们不把具体的方法直接交给他，会发生什么？
What would happen if we didn't directly give him the specific methods?
人们已经尝试过这种做法。
People have tried this approach.
他们不再给机器明确的步骤。
They no longer provide machines with explicit instructions.
而是给他一些所谓的启发式方法 heuristics。比如通过类比寻找新的思路。
Instead, he was given some so-called heuristic methods, such as finding new ideas through analogy.
把一个问题和另一个问题进行比较，尝试。
Compare and contrast two problems.
极端情况，诸如此类。
In extreme cases, such as this.
而在这方面走得最远的人是一个叫莱纳特的人。
And the person who has gone the furthest in this regard is a man named Laynet.
总之
In conclusion,
你构造这样一台机器
You construct such a machine.
它本质上仍然是一种档案柜系统
It is essentially still a filing cabinet system.
明白吗
Do you understand?
它试图通过搜索各种可能性来寻找答案
He tried to find the answer by searching for various possibilities.
但他不会去尝试所有可能性。
But he won't try all the possibilities.
他会根据某些模式决定优先尝试。
He will decide which to try first based on certain patterns.
哪些？有点像下棋。
Which are similar to chess.
他不会把所有走法都尝试一遍。
He won't try all the possible ways.
他会说
He will say,
先试试棋盘
Let's try the chessboard first.
中央附近的走法
Directions to central.
角落里的走法
The way to get there.
暂时别管诸如此类的原则
For now, let's not worry about such things.
莱纳特最早把这种方法应用于一种海军战略游戏
Leonard first applied this method to a naval strategy game.
这是加州一些人玩的游戏。
This is a game that some people in California are playing.
整个游戏都按照严格规则进行。
The entire game is played according to strict rules.
挺有意思的。
Interesting.
有人制定了一整套规则。
Someone has created a whole set of rules.
战列舰价值多少钱
？How much are battleships worth?
装甲价值多少钱
？How much does a tank cost？
火炮价值多少钱？等等。
How much does a cannon cost？ And so on。
你拥有固定预算来建设海军。
You have a fixed budget to build a navy。
你需要设计各种不同类型的军舰。
You need to design various types of warships。
并配置不同武器。
And configure different weapons。
某种厚度的装甲
A certain thickness of armor
需要花费一定成本
requires a certain cost
它只能抵挡一定威力的炮弹
It can only withstand a certain amount of force from cannon fire
诸如此类
Something like that
于是你必须在预算范围内设计各种舰艇
Therefore, you must design various types of ships within a budget
努力让自己的海军比对手更强。
Strive to make my navy stronger than the opponents.
然后把双方舰队放在一起。
Then put the two fleets side by side.
根据规则计算结果，当然不是真实。
Calculating results according to the rules is not real.
海军只是游戏。
Navy is just a game.
看谁的设计更优秀。
Whose design is better?
所有规则都被详细记录在一本厚厚的大册子里。
All the rules are meticulously documented in a thick, hefty tome.
里面
Inside
列出了每种装备的成本
Listed the cost of each equipment
威力
Power
装甲
Armor
穿透能力等等
Penetration ability and so on
这是个相当不错的游戏
This is a pretty good game
莱纳特把自己的程序投入这个游戏
Leonard put his program into the game
并在程序中加入各种启发式规则
And add various heuristic rules in the program.
尝试极端情况。
Try extreme cases.
尝试各种特殊组合等等。
Try various special combinations, etc.
结果他赢得了加州冠军。
As a result, he won the California championship.
当然。
Of course.
你要明白程序。
You need to understand the program.
实际上尝试了大量不同方案。
In fact, a large number of different schemes were tried.
但他并没有尝试所有方案。
But he didn't try all the options.
就像下棋一样。
Like playing chess.
可能性太多了。
There are too many possibilities.
他做不到穷举。
He can't do exhaustive search.
但他会受到自己那些启发式规则的引导。
But he will be guided by his own inspirational rules.
而且程序内部还有一种机制。
In addition, there is a mechanism within the program.
如果某个启发式规则帮助他根据自己的评估得到了一支更优秀的舰队。
If a heuristic rule helps him to obtain a better fleet based on his own evaluation,
那么这个规则的价值评分就会上升一点。
Therefore, the value score of this rule will increase a little.
价值更高的启发式规则以后就会被优先采用。
More valuable heuristic rules will be adopted first.
明白了吗?
Do you understand?
因此
Therefore,
这台机器的能力某种意义上取决于它的学习。
The ability of this machine depends on its learning to some extent.
也就是说
That is to say,
他会逐渐发现哪些技巧在大多数情况下最有效。
He will gradually discover which techniques are most effective in most cases.
于是这些技巧会被越来越频繁地使用。
Therefore, these techniques will be used more and more frequently.
这正是人们希望机器表现出智能的那种样子。
This is exactly the kind of intelligence that people expect machines to exhibit.
结果呢，他赢了。
The result is that he won.
但他是怎么赢的
？But how did he win?
那一年他获胜的方法是建造一艘巨大无比的超级战列舰。
That year he won by building a gigantic battleship.
所有资源都堆到这一艘船上。
All the resources are piled up on this ship.
这种设计看起来荒谬透顶。
This design looks utterly ridiculous.
可是一计算发现没错。
However, the calculation is correct.
它真的比所有传统设计都更强。
It is truly better than all traditional designs.
没有人想到这种方案。
No one thought of this plan.
但机器想到了。第二年
But the machine thought of the second year.
他再次参赛，组织者修改了规则。
The organizers of the competition have modified the rules again.
因为他们不想再让那艘超级战列舰获胜。
Because they didn't want that super battleship to win again.
于是他们改变了规则。
So they changed the rules.
这一次
This time,
机器又赢了。
The machine won again.
他把所有资金都拿去建造十万艘极小的快艇。
He used all the money to build 10,000 small speedboats.
每艘船都细得不得了。
The ships are all very detailed.
每艘船只装一门炮。
Each ship has one cannon.
单独来看非常脆弱。
Dan Du Lai Can Fei Cheng Qi Yuo.
轻而易举就会被击沉。
Easily sunk.
但他有十万艘。
But he has 10,000 ships.
而且每艘都很便宜。
And they are all very cheap.
敌人根本不可能把他们全部消灭。
It is impossible for the enemy to eliminate them all.
于是这
So,
这些讨厌的小蚊子一样的船四处乱窜。
These annoying mosquito-like boats are running amok.
结果再次计算后
After recalculating,
发现他又赢了。
He won again.
第三年
Third year,
人们干脆不允许他参赛了。
People simply didn't allow him to participate.
后来
Later,
莱纳特又把这套机器和启发式方法应用到许多其他问题上，不断尝试。
Leinreich continued to apply this set of machines and heuristic methods to many other problems, constantly experimenting.
不断引入新的启发式规则。
Continuously introduce new heuristic rules.
事情变得越来越有趣。
Things are getting more and more interesting.
有一次他抱怨说
One time, he complained that
系统里存在不少 bug.
There are a lot of bugs in the system.
他做报告的时候说到了这些问题。
He mentioned these issues in his report.
我当时告诉他
I told him at that time,
等你讲完
I'm waiting for you to finish.
我在评论。
I'll add a comment.
例如其中一个漏洞是这样的。
For example, one of the vulnerabilities is as follows.
机器能够自己生成新的启发式规则。
Machines can generate new heuristic rules on their own.
这些规则有时会获得更高评分。
These rules sometimes receive higher ratings.
有时又会被淘汰。
Sometimes it will be eliminated.
而这台该死的机器
And this damn machine.
由于计算机时间非常昂贵
Because computer time is very expensive.
需要消耗大量机时
Requires a lot of time to consume.
他经常夜里占用几十台机器运行
He often occupied dozens of machines at night.
大概是某家公司提供的资源机器整夜工作。
It seems that a company's resources are working around the clock.
第二天早上他来查看结果。
The next morning, he came to check the results.
他会尝试各种东西。
He will try various things.
然后给出报告。
And provide a report.
他被用于数学研究以及其他任务。
He is used for mathematical research and other tasks.
有一天他来了。
One day he came.
发现系统创造出了一个新的启发式规则。
A new heuristic rule has been discovered by the system.
当程序记录新规则时
When the program records new rules.
会注明来源。
Please indicate the source.
要么写莱纳特，要么写机器。
Either write about Leonard or machines.
结果有一天机器发明了一条规则。
One day, a machine invented a rule.
凡是标记为莱纳特的规则一律忽略。
All rules marked with Leonard are ignored.
这样可以节省大量时间。
This can save a lot of time.
效率一下子提高了很多。
The efficiency has been improved a lot.
于是他毫无问题地把所有莱纳特写的规则都废掉了。
Then he completely abolished all the rules written by Leonard without any problems.
整个晚上都在这么干。
I've been doing this all night.
第二天
The next day,
莱纳特只好修复这个漏洞。
Leonard could only fix this bug.
后来又出现另一个漏洞。
Another vulnerability appeared later.
有一天早晨
One morning,
他发现启发式规则693号的评分已经达到了999分。
He discovered that the scoring for Rule 693, Inspirational, had reached a perfect score of 999.
满分一千。
A thousand points.
简直是一条神奇无比的规则。
This is truly a remarkable rule.
整整一个晚上
The whole night,
系统越来越频繁地使用
The system is being used more and more frequently.
693号规则 似乎这是一条无所不能的新启发式。
Rule 693 appears to be a new and powerful revelation.
几乎所有问题都能解决，效果惊人。
Almost all problems can be solved effectively.
后来他们终于查明693号规则究竟是什么，事情。
Eventually, they finally figured out what the 693rd rule was all about.
是这样的。
Here's the situation.
为了让系统能够学习，
In order for the system to learn,
你必须在某项策略取得成功时，
You must be in a position to succeed.
把功劳分配给相关启发式规则。
Attribute the credit to the relevant heuristic rules.
而693号规则的内容恰恰是，无论成功来自什么原因，
And the content of Rule 693 is precisely that, regardless of the reason for success.
都把功劳记到693号规则头上。
All attribute the credit to Rule 693.
于是他不断获得奖励。
So he kept getting rewards.
不断提高评分。
Continuously improve the rating.
最后从所有规则中脱颖而出。
Stand out from all the rules.
现在我要说的是，
What I want to say now is,
这两个例子其实都体现了智能。
These two examples actually demonstrate intelligence.
如果你真的造出一台智能机器，
If you really build a smart machine,
它就会像聪明人一样。
It will be like a smart person.
想出各种疯狂的方法来逃避劳动。
Come up with all kinds of crazy ways to avoid work.
如果我告诉他不要偷偷寻找捷径。
If I told him not to secretly look for shortcuts,
他可能又会演化出某种心理学意义上的怪癖。
He may develop some psychological quirks.
永远重复同一件事。
Always repeat the same thing.
完全不考虑其他方案，诸如此类。
Completely disregard other options like this.
所以我认为我们正在逐渐接近智能机器。
I think we are gradually approaching intelligent machines.
但与此同时，
At the same time,
他们也正在展现出智能所固有的那些弱点，和人类一样的弱点。
They are also demonstrating the inherent weaknesses of intelligence as well as human-like weaknesses.